Envy is indeed a terrifying thing. It compels people to disregard their own salvation. This destructive attitude led both Cain and the devil, who destroyed his own father before his time, into downfall. Similarly, Saul invited a malicious demon into his heart, and having invited it, he suddenly became envious of his own Savior. Such is the nature of envy. Saul knew he was saved, but would rather have perished than to see his Savior being honored. Can any emotion be more distressing than this? It wouldn't be wrong to declare it as the offspring of the devil. Furthermore, this emotion often intertwines with vainglory, resulting in an unhealthy cycle. And indeed, it was while in the grip of this envy that Saul resented hearing of David's triumphs, as proclaimed in "David smote by 10,000s, an utterly senseless reaction. So why do you envy? Is it due to others praising him? You should be filled with joy instead. Besides, you might not even know whether the praise is authentic. Does it bother you if he is praised even when not praiseworthy? If so, you should feel pity instead. If he is genuinely good, you should appreciate the praise he receives, even join in the praise. If he is not, what is there to be envious about? Why inflict emotional anguish on yourself due to men's admiration? Human fame is fleeting, like the flower of grass, as described by the prophet. Are you envious because you don't bear these burdens of fleeting esteem? If superficial fame incites envy in you, why not also envy laborers who bear physical burdens every day? The burden of fame harms the soul, creating more worries than pleasures. Those who achieve renown through eloquence often live under the fear of losing their repute, making their glory short-lived and their anxiety lasting. But he is in the good books of those in power. This too incurs danger and envy, for many harbor resentment just as you do. But he's continually praised. This creates bitter subservience. Due to the constant flattery, one becomes limited in their actions, fearful of displeasing others, a burdensome form of bondage. The famed individual becomes the servant of all who flatter, and masters appear at every turn. If he sees a true friend, he can't interact freely, fearing backlash from his masters. Even a trivial annoyance becomes a profound insult in the face of public scrutiny and seems to challenge his dignity. If he suffers, many revel in his distress, and if he enjoys anything good, many are envious and ready to undermine him. Tell me, is this a good thing? This is not glory, but humiliation, servitude, bondage, and every kind of burdensome affliction. But if you still crave popularity and feel disheartened seeing someone else being admired, turn your thoughts heavenward to the afterlife and the eternal glory it endows. Escape the savage appetites of earthly adulation like fleeing a wild beast and taking refuge in a protective shelter. Retreat into the promise of eternal life with its unlimited glory, and you'll be able to dismiss the worthlessness of earthly fame and grasp the celestial reward. Within this retreat, the real freedom and everlasting blessings lie, to which we all can attain through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and his love for humanity. So may the Father, in conjunction with the Holy Spirit, be glorified, empowered, and honored now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.